She would just do nothing at all. She would just sit there in the noonday sun. And when they speak to her, she will not answer them because she does not wish to. And when they tell her to eat her dinner, she will just laugh at them. And she will not take her nap because she does not care to. She will just sit there in the noonday sun. She will go away and play with the panda. And when they come to look for her, she will stick them with spears and throw them in the garbage and put the cover on. She will not go out in the fresh air nor eat her vegetables, and she will grow thin as a marble. She will just do nothing at all. She will just sit there in the noonday sun.
Mama, Mama, Hodi, Hodi, 桃はヤギと歩く。ホーティーホーティーママママ。ホーティーホーティー桃はヤギと歩く。ホーティーホーティーママママ。ホーティーホーティー桃はヤギと歩く。桃はヤギと歩く。桃はヤギと歩く。
Thank you. And even space people.
Thank you. As you all know, you just can't believe everything you see and hear, can you? Now, if you will excuse me, I must be on my way.
I can't believe it.
Dopers, junkies, sick, venal. Someday a railway will come and wash all this scum off the streets. Lowly animals come out at night. Buggers, queens, fairies, dopers, junkies, 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 sick, venal. Someday a real rain will come and wash all this scum off the streets.
Yes, sir. the blood. Red is the color of a flame. Time to get lost in fire. Making love like a sail in a hurricane. Feel my love like a fire. Feel my warmth, but you can't touch the center. I'm a fire that will burn you if you get too
I'm summer's really gonna hurt you.
Slide. Striking is of four kinds. Striking with the back of the hand, striking with the fingers a little contracted, striking with the fist, and striking with the open palm. On account of its causing delicious pain, striking gives rise to certain hissing sounds and the eight kinds of crying. The nasal sound, the rumbling sound, the cooing sound, the moaning sound, and so on. And then there are exclamations which denote pretended pain. Sexual intercourse can be compared to a quarrel on account of the contrariness of love and its tendency to dispute. The place for striking is the body, and on the body the special places are the shoulders, the head, the space between the breasts, the back, including the buttocks, the jaghana, or the area from the navel to the thighs. Sexual intercourse can be compared to a quarrel. Sexual intercourse can be compared to a quarrel on account of the contrariness of love and its tendency to dispute. The place for striking is the body, and on the body the special places are the shoulders, the head, the space between the breasts, the back, including the buttocks, the jaghana, or the area from the navel to the thighs, and the sides of the body. Striking is of four kinds: striking with the back of the hand, striking with the fingers a little contracted, striking with the fist, and striking with the open palm. On account of its causing delicious pain, striking gives rise to certain hissing sounds and the eight kinds of crying. The nasal sound, the rumbling sound, the cooing sound, and the moaning sound, and so on. And then there are exclamations which denote pretended pain, express orders to cease making love, words expressing suffering, entreaties for being spared. All of these mean nothing but rapture. There are also sometimes the cooing of the dove, the song of the cuckoo, the mating gurgle of the wood pigeon and of the parrot, and the buzzing of the bee. During union, blows of the fist should be given on the woman's back or buttocks while she sits on the man's lap. She in turn should return the compliment, curse the man as if she were angry, while alternately cooing to him and moaning in rapture. At the height of the woman's pleasure, the space between her breasts could be struck with the back of the hand, slowly at first, and faster as her excitement increases until her climax. At all times, when kissing, caressing, striking, and other forms of love play are begun, the woman should reply with suitable hisses and murmurs. During the excitement of union, a woman continually utters words expressive of her rapture. As we mentioned earlier, she sighs and moans, her groans often resembling the rumble of thunder. At the end of the union, the lover should always firmly embrace her breasts, her yoni and surrounding areas, her sides and her thighs.
Honestly, I play my guitar for you. Ride up, soldier boy, in your Mexican sombrero. A glint from the North American rifle. Dust down, no longer one to joke. Let us speak. Answer to men, not season. My same word as God also come and go. Little soldier boy, oh little soldier boy, the bullet sings sweetly, I play my guitar for you. The bullet sings so sweetly, I play my guitar for you. Forget this moment at least. The battle and past feel of no color. Oh, blur of men who march like stitch in a leather belt. The horizon sit endless. It can be said, here I'll be. No victor, no heroes, not this time. No disguising of them humble origins. World support this image alone. No soldier boy, be proud. Ride up to your village, though. Face empty out at your feet. Tell it how it is, how you are. Innocent before your North American rifle. Soldier boy, oh little soldier boy, the bullet sings sweetly, I play my guitar for you. The bullet sings so sweetly, I play my guitar for you. Soldier boy, oh little soldier boy.
a nomad, the program. A dynamite breaks to blow jams from a sandal. Splice the right way, the flow scans to the plan. Not to give it to her, end up giving the mic a hand job. I ran off with it, racing like Ascot. The lad's got spirit, now you have the backdrop. I'll press on, lyrics I serve up like a restaurant. Speak before my head's gone, shredding it like Enron. Let's not visit the quick and the dead wrong. Get off image, not the best odds, is it? I'm thinking about the next song, then the one after. Searching for answers, but just finding laughter. Ask the right questions, get twisted responses. Quick nonsense is the trap of the undemonstrative. On the kick, with the snare, spit it spare. Intrinsic flair, on the edge, is it there? Off the bench, this is rare. I'm flipping squares into circles, ever decreasing, clever releasing the verbals. Pester your reason with my fresher dispersal. I clean up like Purcell. Hear some and I think keep it in like a girdle. There's no purse full of silver or crock of gold. I offer cold comfort, never number my styles, but might get past 100. Pungent to sweet, Simpson and Chris give me a beat and I'm sundering the sheep from the goats. Abundant sheets of quotes, but what I tweaked and what I've thrown is still better than most. New spices, new flavour are just about peppered your toast. Too many cooks, they spoil the broth with their failures. It's enough to boil your box. Your behaviour, do we get that point across? Just the taste that is fake and they sold the clock.
Still independent, this bright and revenants back in attendance to serve a sentence of superb word assemblance. But it's a fact that some acts they can't hack it. Each bar cracks through your cap and man it taxes your brain cells like phone tails. I'm known well throughout the cell. My word spreads like foot and mouth, bringing this old city to a standstill. Dismember skills, dropping cram skills like anvils. Crushing you bluffers, saying nothing when you're shouting. You think you're intense when you're camped like scouts on outings. And I'm the man with the mouth, helping himself to your champion belts. Knocking you out for the count, I'm crown king. It's debut, the kiddie that Kane's tunes, lame cruise. I'm aiming to shame ya, if your brain's bruised.
Better fall
in the towel, chucking the flannel. No doubt I'll smack you in the mouth and crack your teeth. Enamel, ample balls to trample you all. Amateurs fall. I keep rocking on like cannon and ball.
Rock on, so how's it feel up there, Aspen Company?
I'm a mouthful. I'll have you squatting, dropping kiddies off at the pool. I shower fulls of barrel fulls of parables. Overpowered, you cowards can tell I'm out to brawl.
How's it feel up there, Aspen Company?
The style I talk self-taught. I tell you, I'm a solid train of thought. Much better than yours. Of course, you're amateurs. Been polished like manicures on my hands with managed claws. I leave the floor. The crowd applauds. Settle the score. Call me a cab. 747474.
Too many cooks, they spoil the broth with their failures. It's enough to boil your box. Your behavior. Do we get that point across? Just a taster. So we bring the noise and rocks.
I'm under orders to punish these chum performers. I have them strumming more blues than muddy waters. You can't cut corners and still keep it all crisp. The only time you find the punchlines when you speak with your fist. Little pricks in the mix, styles cheaper than chips. I'm like Rakim in 86, cause there are no tricks. We just keep the fire blazing like charcoal bricks. It's a rich tapestry we weave with these words. Now your team's getting served, dashed in the breeze like ashes that leave urns. It seems these are my terms, with concerns to concessions. I make none, so stay dumb and play with the peasants. I'm raising the resins like the roof of a rave. So if proof's in the pudding, assume I'm a slave to the cakes and the treats. Step to my stage and you'll face defeat. Cause we run the city state like the ancient Greeks. Making more than ends meet, staying sure on my feet. Me is war on the beat for the sweet scent of success. While your style's the stench that emanates from the jets. Makes sense, I guess.
How's it feel up there, Anthem Company? Damn good up there.
blowing up backyards and parks outside Berlin. Blowing up backyards and parks outside Berlin. Blowing up backyards. Blowing up backyards and parks outside Berlin. Blowing up backyards and parks outside Berlin. Blowing up backyards and parks outside Berlin.
How's it feel up there, Anthem Company?
Damn good out there.
We'll be right back. everybody. Hi, Cookie.
Oh, hi, Herbert Bridgefoot.
Oh, hello, Oscar.
Yeah, hi.
I'm glad I found you, because I have a story that I'd like to read, and I need your help.
Oh, boy, me help?
Good. I never like the help.
Oh, perfect. Cookie Monster, you can be the little monster, and Oscar, since you don't like to help, you can be the genie.
Oh, this fun.
Okay, I think.
Here we go. The Monster's Three Wishes. Once there lived a little monster in a kingdom far away, and a very strange thing happened as he brushed his teeth one day. As he squeezed his tube of toothpaste, deepest thunder shook the skies, and suddenly a genie stood before his very eyes.
Wow!
I'm the genie of the toothpaste,
said the genie with a laugh.
I've been trapped inside that toothpaste tube for 3 weeks and a half. You squeezed the tube and set me free, so here's what I'll do. I'll let you have three wishes, and I'll make them all come true.
Oh, boy!
Exclaimed the monster.
Wow, three wishes just for me. Oh, now let me think and then decide what first wish will be. Now, favorite thing is cookies,
thought the monster with a grin.
But first, me wish for something nice to keep cookies in. Me would like million cookies, but before me use that wish... Hey, genie,
said the monster.
You please bring me a dish?
Will I ever,
said the genie.
For your wish is my command.
And instantly a dish appeared right in the monster's hand.
Hey, I did it,
cried the genie.
Wow, I haven't lost my touch.
It nice dish,
said the monster.
But it no hold very much.
The monster thought of all the cookies that he'd soon get with his wish, and he knew a million cookies couldn't fit on one small dish. He would need something much bigger, so the monster said,
Hey, genie, me would like great big box, this plate much too teeny.
You want a box, you got it,
said the genie with a smirk, and instantly a box